2:16. A lover of knowledge. Professor Roberto Reyna symbolizes man's love for knowledge. His first degree was in math. He wrote a famous treatise on symmetry, which demonstrated his sympathy for ancient mathematicians. However, in a later essay, he sympathized with modern thinkers who systematically argue that a lack of symmetrical properties in the real world demonstrates a system of chaos. In addition, he wrote a brilliant synopsis of Euclid's 12-volume systematic treatment of geometry. Tackling this project was no easy feat, but he did it with utmost tact. This book was the first to synthesize ancient and modern geometry and systematize this vast body of knowledge. Professor Reyna has always been sympathetic to underground intellectual movements, and his work in music is a testament to this fact. He has used aggressive tactics to popularize atonal music, even joining a symphony that specializes in the music of Schoenberg. Some critics propose that atonal music is synonymous with chaos, but Reyna believes the growth of such music is a symptom of a healthy artistic world. It's a synonym for development. You can't equate Bach with Schoenberg. A clock in the past cannot be synchronized with a clock in the present. Thus, new trends are born. A pleasant man, he invited me to have breakfast with him. We shared pancakes smothered with maple syrup while chatting about some of Reyna's lesser-known interests. I'd like to visit the vast tableland of Tibet. In cultural studies, no one has yet tried to explain the synthesis of pre- and post-Buddhist Tibetan religion. Well, artificial and synthetic attempts have been made, but nothing significant. Afterwards, I watched him play the piano, the guitar, and a synthesizer in between chats about the history of music.